Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Emma and Louie with your 8am Zlines. In local news, Queensland Police have fired a First Nations advisory group following their refusal to sign a confidentiality agreement, which the group says would have silenced their criticisms. The formal advisory group, consisting of community members and elders, were notified of the group's dissolvement in February after they had repeatedly raised concerns regarding the QPS. In a statement released by the group, they claim they have little faith in the QPS's ability to work in partnership with First Nations communities. QPS have stated they conducted an internal assessment and found the group was not meeting its original intent and purpose.
Public workers in Queensland will be able to gain access to reproductive healthcare, including IVF and fertility treatments, through paid leave from October this year. Premier Stephen Miles said at least 265,000 workers would benefit from 10 days per year of reproductive health treatments such as endometriosis, reproductive cancer screenings, and vasectomies. From July this year, the government will also pay superannuation to public workers on paid and unpaid parental leave to ensure new parents are economically stable.
In national news, anchor Peter Stefanovic of Sky News First Edition has apologised live on air after his much-criticised interview with Northern Territory fishing winner Keegan Payne. 19-year-old Keegan Payne had won a $1 million prize after catching a 67-centimetre barramundi and was invited to a live interview on Sky News 2 days after his win. Peter Stefanovic's line of inquiry on the interview with Keegan caused outcry due to the platforming of stereotypes and misconception of Indigenous youth. "I apologise sincerely to Keegan and his family," Stefanovic said.
Commonwealth prosecutors are seeking to jail war crime whistleblower David McBride for 2 years in sentencing hearings that began yesterday. McBride, a former military lawyer, pleaded guilty last year to sharing classified media files with the media in 2019. His leaks led to the publication of the Afghan Files, an ABC publication that alleged Australian troops illegally murdered civilians in Afghanistan. This news comes as Australia fell 12 places in the World Press Freedom Index last week to its lowest ever rating. McBride's sentence will be handed down next week.
In international news, the Israeli Defense Force have launched an attack on eastern Rafah only hours after Hamas announced their acceptance of a ceasefire proposal. The deal, negotiated by Qatar and Egypt, would have seen the withdrawal of the Israeli military from Gaza, as well as the return of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office released a statement claiming that the deal was far from what's necessary, confirming that the planned operations in Rafah would go ahead. The Palestinian Health Ministry claims that 26 people have been killed since the Rafah airstrikes intensified late last night.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with a high chance of showers most likely in the morning and the afternoon. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.